Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. In San Francisco, health officials released guidelines yesterday about how to reopen city schools. KLW's Imran Alig Malik has the story.
San Francisco's Department of Public Health took a lot into consideration when creating these guidelines. They considered the science of how COVID-19 could spread in schools, but they also considered how these strict public health guidelines impact the students' learning and well-being. Students will have to wear masks at all times, sit 6 feet apart from each other, and are encouraged to eat lunch without talking. And considering student wellness, health officials recommend that schools prioritize in-person attendance for students that have struggled the most with distance learning. The health officials also acknowledge that the adult staff at schools are at a greater risk of spreading and falling ill from the virus than students. The guidelines recommend that faculty teach behind portable plexiglass barriers or use face shields and limit interaction with each other. San Francisco school district officials are still working out the details. School board president Mark Sanchez told the San Francisco Chronicle that while the district is pushing for a partial reopen, the sad reality is that most students will likely start the school year learning from home. A final decision on if the district will reopen is expected on July 28th. I'm Imran Ali Malik, KALW News.
A month after Vallejo police shot and killed Sean Monterosa, the department has released the body camera video of the incident. KALW's Babette Thomas has the story.
The Vallejo Police Department shot and killed 22-year-old San Franciscan Sean Monterosa in a Walgreens parking lot on June 2nd. But it was only this past Wednesday the department uploaded a video of the incident to the City of Vallejo Vimeo page. The footage doesn't show what Sean Monterosa was doing before he was shot and killed by police, but it does show an officer firing 5 rounds of shots from the backseat of an unmarked vehicle. These shots fatally struck Sean Monterosa in the neck. According to police, the Walgreens where the shooting took place had been broken into days earlier during anti-police brutality protests. And according to these officers on the scene, when they pulled into the parking lot, Monterosa stopped and put his hands above his waist. These officers say they thought Monterosa was reaching for a gun in his waistband. In actuality, it was a 15-inch hammer tucked into his sweatshirt. The officers involved in the shooting were placed on routine paid leave and have not been identified. Sean Monterosa's family expressed frustration with how Vallejo's police chief handled the case. They will be leading a march to Vallejo City Hall on July 11th and holding a block party in Monterosa's honor near Holly Park in San Francisco on July 12th. I'm Babette Thomas, KLW News.
A California death row inmate has had his sentence reduced to life with a chance of parole after San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin called capital punishment, in his words, undeniably cruel. A judge on this week approved a plea deal resentencing Clifford Bolden to 47 years of life. Bolden, who's 65, will be eligible for parole when he's 79. Bolden was the last San Francisco person on death row. He was sentenced in 1991 for the 1986 robbery and stabbing of a man he met in a bar. California's last execution was in the year 2006.